Time for a Let's Get Stupid.
Let's go. What we got?
I mentioned it to you in one of the breaks.
You know, so Myles Garrett's name has come up.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I haven't seen it anywhere other than Mike Jannetty of Spotrac tweeting out just that any team that trades for him pays him $800,000. Like, every team in the NFL pretty much could trade for Myles Garrett from a salary cap standpoint.
I did see Zach Jackson of The Athletic, who writes and covers the Browns. He did write yesterday about Garrett and what it would take to deal for Garrett. He said, I think it would be more than this. Where's his exact wording? At least a first-round pick?
Yep. Okay, perfect.
The now, bigger deal for Cleveland is they would have to accept $36 million in dead money next year. Okay. So it's easy for the team getting him.
Right.
It's not as easy for the Browns, who are already committed to Deshaun Watson next year at like $60 million.
Well, another
$50, whatever.
Another piece of this is if you're the Browns and you're trading him, and if you're a team trading for him and paying that big price, you're going to extend him.
Yes.
So here's the Let's Get Stupid. You say it would cost at least a first?
Yeah.
So a first and more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. Who says no? Rousseau and a first.
Ooh, I am going to be very tempted to say yes to that.
And you're going to pay him.
Going to say that?
And you're going to pay him, you know, $30 million a year. He's getting Bosa money.
Yeah. Well, he's worth it.
Yep.
That's the thing.
He's the best. He's last year voted as the best defensive NFL player. Myles Garrett. Rousseau in a first. Who says no? Let's get stupid.
Does nobody say no?
I'm not sure.
Why would the Browns say no?
I mean, the Browns would be getting Young, replace the position.
And a first.
They would, of course, have to pay Rousseau, who's not going to get, you know, 30. They get a first.
He's 4 years younger.
The Browns have, like, the least draft capital in the entire league because of the Deshaun Watson trade, too. Like, they're in so much trouble that if they want to go for rebuild status, you know, fire their coach, whatever. Who knows where things go from here with Jameis Winston if they are going to listen to offers on Garrett. But that's a player that could get them draft capital back, kind of get them back. It's like trading Eichel or something like that for them.
Pretty much. And the Bills would say no to that. Why? Because they love Rousseau?
Because they might think it's not enough of an upgrade. We don't need to pay an additional $8 million a year at that position, and we don't need to pay an additional first-round pick. I know. I'm just...
Yeah.
That's why it's Let's Get Stupid.
That's right. Like, see, I would hear that, though, and if that was their argument, say, you guys don't realize how good Myles Garrett is. Greg Rousseau is a great player, and he's having a great season that he's not going to get the respect for, probably, because a lot of it is just how many sacks did you have? His win rate is top-notch. His run defense is elite. He is getting pressured on the quarterback. He hit Rudolph six times on Sunday, but he's not Myles Garrett.
Okay.
Myles Garrett is one of the best ever. Like, I would jump at that in a second.
He's 28. His next contract is going to be what?
And you wouldn't want to do both because you'd be paying...
too much to the position.
What would it be, $50 million between the two?
Yeah. Can't do it.
They've been obsessed with it.
That's
just
right.
Just saying, like, they would know, hey, for 5 years, we don't have to touch it. We've got our two studs. They're locked up. Sure, we're paying a lot for it. But we just don't have to. This 7 year search for stud pass rushers is over.
I've got a more fun Let's Get Stupid, but I'll just cram two in one.
All right.
This one's a little more fun, and we could actually do this one. So I saw a lot of love going around for Christian Benford yesterday, just how good he's been. He needs a contract. Whenever you're ready, Bills. Like, that's an extension guy, Christian Benford. And Nate Geary, who is on the station quite a bit, I host pregame with him. You hear him on Bills postgame as well. He wrote that Christian Benford is Sauce Gardner with worse PR. Just that not enough people know about Christian Benford, to which I would say sounds like it's time for a good nickname.
For Christian Benford?
His PR is, get this guy a nickname, Revis Island. Everybody knew Revis Island.
Yeah.
You want to be thought of as a great player. You need a nickname.
Gardner's fine just because his first name is already the nickname. Sauce?
It's not actually his name. That was a nickname given to him, not as a
player. But like, it's his listed name, like on, on
rosters. His name is Ahmad Gardner.
Yeah.
But he goes by Sauce because it was a nickname he was given as a kid.
Right. Right, and that's different than Revis going by Revis Island.
That's right, but the point is, you get a nickname. I mean, listen, Peanut Tillman is forever famous because his name was Peanut, and he punched the ball out. Or his nickname was Peanut.
Now everybody punches each other in football fields because of him.
I know, right. So, okay, Christian Penn for nickname ideas.
I like something creative, too, not just like, hey, initials and his number.
Well,
CB47.
You know what? It'd be fine if it wasn't 47.
That was my point to Nate. But I don't think he needs a PR agent. I think he needs to change his number.
That might be right.
If he was number two, he'd be first team all pro.
Again, how did Sauce Gardner get his name? His nickname?
Oh.
A youth football coach, when he was 6 years old, gave him the nickname Sauce because he had barbecue sauce on his face while eating ribs, is one of the stories from Andy Vasquez in New York.
Okay.
So, like, Christian Benford, go get caught eating something.
Yeah.
And we'll get you a nickname. Christian Benford. How about the Supernova? Right? He's from Villanova.
Ooh, the Supernova? Nah, it's...
It's not good enough.
It's not a good corner nickname. It's got to be a...
The Wildcat. It's been done in football. The...
Yeah.
Christian Benford. We need a nickname. Bills, get on it. Have him do some viral TikTok stuff. That's what people do.
What about...
He's from Maryland.
He's from Maryland. Okay. What about like how he plays, though?
How does he play?
I guess he just kind of... Does he really have anything that stands out? Like, he's just really good at everything.
Is there anything we could apply to him that could be like the Thunder from Down Under? You know, like the so-and-so from Baltimore, the so-and-so from Maryland.
I'm trying to find anything in his Wikipedia page that would... Also, I did Google, does he have a nickname already? And Google's like AI feature they have just said flatly, Christian Benford has no nicknames.
Interesting. Not even on Pro Football Reference, where...
Where everybody has
everybody, you find the worst, the funniest nicknames you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Who did I see yesterday that had one? Like, here we go. Does Geno Smith have a nickname? He does not.
Really?
No.
It's a little surprising, actually.
Does DK Metcalf have a nickname?
Sure. Gotta.
He does not on Pro Football Reference.
What?
No.
Brady's got like 50 of them on there.
Half of them, people never called him.
Right.
How about this? Does Kenneth Walker have a nickname? Answer yes.
Kenneth Walker the third is just going to be like KW3 or something?
K9.
K9?
He wears number 9. He's K9.
What about just like Benny? That's more of a hockey nickname, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christian Benford. Like if he were a hockey player, he'd be Benny.
Phil in Buffalo has a nickname for Christian Benford. We're trying to up his status. What's up, Phil?
How's it going?
Great.
Good.
I think Ben Fortress.
The Ben Fortress.
Ben Fortress. Ben little Fortress. Little long on the tooth.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Ben
Fortress.
Is there some play on, like, Ford or something? Is there, like, a slogan?
His initials are CB, and he plays CB. So...
CB.
It's not that good of a nickname.
CB squared?
Yeah.
Oh, what about that? CB squared. There you go. It's Christian Benford. It's CB. I'm kind of into that.
We got a couple more ideas. John in West Seneca. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
How about, since he's from Maryland, Feisty Crab?
I love it.
This might be my... This might be the best one we've heard.
The spirit of that, I was trying to think of something like that, too. Like, all right, he's from Baltimore. What is it? The
Feisty Crab is pretty good, I think.
We can't realistically call Christian Benford the Feisty Crab.
Why?
Even though I do like it.
I think it's fine.
How about this? Oh, I got it!
It's not going to make
him
all pro.
This is better. The Pincher.
Now we're talking.
The Pincher.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
What do we
think? T-shirts, too. You could still keep the crabs involved on the T-shirt.
Yeah. And the you know, references to...
All right.
He kills plays.
New leader in the clubhouse, I think, right now.
The Pincher. Thanks, John. We got that courtesy of you. I mean, we could just start doing it. It'll be a shirt in a week.
Yeah.
Jay in Amherst. Hey, Jay, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
There's already something called Benford's Law, so why not just make it Benford's Law? Don't throw at 47.
What is Benford's Law?
Benford's Law is a statistical law that talks about the probability of a number starting with a specific digit. Like, one is highly common. It's used for fraud analytics.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks, Jay. Benford's Law.
Was not familiar with Benford's Law.
No. Learning today. Text comes in. How about calling him the Klingon?
That's the Klingon?
That's a good name for... Like, if you had a cornerback whose last name was Trek, like, the Klingon, that's funny.
I think I like the Pincher the most so far, though. Klingon's pretty good. What are the Star Trek nicknames? Should there be a corner already in the league that's called that?
I
didn't watch Star Trek. I don't even know the character names. Kirk, right?
Yeah.
Should Kirk Cousins' name be the Klingon? That doesn't make sense. He's a quarterback.
803-0550. We got time for a couple more here. Rob in Cheektowaga. Hey, Rob.
I'm thinking blanket because it'll cover him like a blanket.
Blanket Benford.
So, okay, this is interesting because I think there is a cornerback in college that is this already. So you'll like this. Will Lee III. He's a corner at Texas A&M, and his nickname is the Blanket. And there was a thing that happened with him, or that maybe he does regularly, where he, I'm reading the story now, I read this like a month ago, Theo Weiss is a wide receiver from Missouri. They're playing at Texas A&M. He shows up at his hotel room. What's sitting there at the front door? A blanket with a bow on it. He's been gifted a blanket ahead of the game by Will Lee III, who is nicknamed the Blanket.
So you're telling me that this guy is sending receivers he's going to play against blankets?
Blankets.
This is my new favorite player in sports.
Yes, I want to add a little context, though. I guess there still is a belief he's doing it. He's just trying to make it seem like he's not doing it. There's a controversy about whether he actually sent it, because he said he didn't send it, and now people are wondering if the coach is sending it.
Will Lee?
Yeah. Oh, wait, which coach? The Missouri coach.
Yeah.
This is the controversy, because now what is being levied against the Missouri coach is you're sending your own players reasons to be motivated, reasons to be trash talked ahead of time, like as bulletin board material.
Wow, this is
so one of those two things is true. Either Will Lee, I hope this is the true one, is sending receivers he's about to play blankets, or the Missouri coach is faking it and sending his own player a blanket to make him motivated.
All right, this is a very tangled web we have woven.
It was a crazy thing.
Will Lee. If in a perfect world, he is sending his future opponents blankets.
I just want that. I'm just going to pretend.
And if that is the case, then this better be future Bills cornerback Will Lee III.
Will Lee, yeah.
I need this player.
Because what a move that is, right?
Unbelievable.
It's so good.
Unbelievable.
It's so good.
I'm getting his jersey today.
Yeah.
This guy, oh my. Is he good? He's got to be good. You can't do that and be bad.
Right.
Maybe you can. All right, we'll get Extendo Sports in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. The Pincher.
Yeah, the Pincher. This is a college corner, though. If Benford wants to adopt the blanket, I think that'd probably be pretty good, right?
Yeah.
His name starts with B. And then he's got to start doing the thing where he's gifting receivers blankets when they get here.
Yeah, something that involves either giving a gift or some sort of hand sign or signal.
Yeah.
Again, the job is to give Christian Benford better PR. We're at work. We're going to work on this. 803-0550. We'll wrap things up, Extendo Sports, and pass you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up 10 o'clock.